Dem Senate nominee in Iowa divides Americans into the apathetic, the fearful, and the treason accomplices. By Nick Gilbertson on July 22, 2022. Democrat nominee for U.S. Senate in Iowa Michael Franken asserted that the American electorate is comprised of three groups: the apathetic, the fearful, and the unknowing accomplices to the treasonous. Franken, a retired Navy admiral who faces a near double-digit deficit in polling to conservative titan Senator Chuck Grassley, made the comments in a tweet Friday morning and was met with significant pushback from the Grassley campaign. "We have a nation segmented in thirds, the apathetic, the fearful, and the unknowing accomplices to the treasonous," he wrote. "The task at hand is to alert, organize, confront, and vote." In response, Michaela Sunderman, the communications director for the Grassley campaign, tweeted that Iowans want to know, which one are you, fearful, treasonous, or apathetic? "Interesting campaign strategy from at Franken for Iowa," wrote Michael Zona, former chief spokesman for the Grassley campaign. "Why do Democrats insist on trashing the same people whose vote they need?" In a subsequent tweet, Franken asserted a previous commander-in-chief had never served his country and alluded to the former president undergoing a military tribunal. Matthew Rector, the regional director for the Grassley campaign, fired back in a tweet. "We have a former Navy officer who is solely focused on making outlandish statements and fictional storytelling of people and events he has no knowledge of," he wrote, adding, "interesting strategy." The latest polling out of Iowa, from Signal, shows Grassley with a comfortable 8.2 percentage point lead among likely voters over the former admiral, at 51.6% and 43.4%, respectively, as Breitbart News reported. Grassley carries a higher favorability than the Democrat in the poll, as 48.6% find her favorable, 46.9% find her unfavorable, 3.9% have no opinion, and less than 1% have never heard of the longtime incumbent senator. In comparison, Franken only has a 30.4% favorability, and 17.4% have a negative view of him. However, 22.7% said they have no opinion of him, and 29.5% said they have never heard of the candidate. A Des Moines Register poll released on July 16 found a similar margin, with Grassley garnering 47% of the response, with a nearly double-digit lead over Franken at 39%. The Signal poll, conducted from July 13 to 14 for the Tax Relief Foundation, sampled 600 likely general election voters with a margin of error of plus or minus 3.95%. Last weekend's poll was carried out by Salzer & Company on behalf of the Des Moines Register and surveyed 811 Iowans from July 10 to 13. It has a margin of error of plus or minus 3.4 percentage points.